Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Warriors of Grace podcast. We're winding down our series here, Finding Genuine Freedom and Joy in Christ. This is episode 13 in this series, and today we're talking about three critical ways to pursue sexual purity. The book of Colossians tells us very clearly that we've been called out of darkness and into light. As Christian men, then, Romans 13, 14 tells us that we're to put off the flesh and to put on Christ. And Colossians 3 tells us the same. Through the person and the work of Christ, we have union with Him. And so, because of our union with Christ, we can put our sins to death and we can pursue purity. And while our culture encourages us as men to be apathetic about our sin, to be passive about it, by the grace of God, God calls us to run the race towards His face. Today you might be listening or watching this episode and you are struggling to pursue purity. That's what I want to talk about today. Here's some ways in which you can pursue purity by the grace of God, with understanding that it is through and by and because of the grace of God, which He makes us new creations in Him, that you can pursue purity. And the first is to see your sin as idolatry. To see your sin as idolatry. Idolatry is seeking meaning and value and worth than in things rather than in God. That is why idolatry is sexual. It is as idolatry dishonors God. It robs Him of glory. It cheapens the beauty of the opposite sex, whom God has made in His image and likeness. But most of all, impurity dishonors God. It robs Him of glory. And so we need to see our sexual sin in this way as a matter of great and grave seriousness. That's why if you read Colossians 3 and even Galatians 5 and other texts, what you'll see is especially in Colossians 3, you see those lists, and among every list we've mentioned, they all talk about sexual sin. And we're supposed to, this is one of the things that we're supposed to put off. And we're supposed to put on Christ because we are united to Christ by faith in His name. Over the years, I have ministered to many men, both in the local church and outside of the local church. Men who are struggling with shame. That's the second point. You're supposed to fight your shame by trusting Christ. I receive many emails from men all over the world who are struggling with sexual sin. The gospel is good news for people, especially those living under the weight of sexual sin. You see, Jesus took our shame and our guilt, and Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ." This is good news for the man enslaved to pornography, because they don't have to continue repeating that cycle of guilt and shame, but instead turn away from sexual sin to the Lord Jesus, who wipes away their record of their sin against Himself with the shed blood. The third point is purity software and accountability. We have talked about this quite a lot, but J.C. Ryle said this: "The true Christian hates sin, flees from it, fights against it, guesses it, considers it his greatest plague." You see, in order to fight, in order to guard myself, in order to guard yourself against sexual sin, you need to either dumb down your phone or get some accountability in your local church, as we've talked about this throughout the series. Also, covenant eyes. It's helpful as a tool, but it's not a replacement for the gospel. Utilizing accountability software is good, and also have content filtering. The content filtering blocks any attempt to look at anything impure or negatively rated. That'll stop you in your tracks. It'll notify those who you're accountable to as well. And they'll see it. They'll see what you're looking at. See, we as men have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. This means we're no longer controlled by sin. Instead, we're upheld by the Master. Your heart of stone was replaced with a new heart, with new desires and new affections. You were given a new identity and a message and a purpose in Christ. That means that you can be porn free. You can walk in the freedom that Christ has won for you in his death, burial, and resurrection. I'm not talking about sinless perfectionism here. We have to be so clear about that. But we will wrestle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. But because of Christ, we can say no to our sin. See, that's what Jesus did. He actually died and he actually paid the penalty in our place and for our sin, so that we could put it to death with the help of the grace of God revealed in the Word through the means of grace. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can put our sin to death. Corrie Ten Boom says, Jesus takes your sin, past, present, and future, dumps it in the ocean, and puts up a sign that reads, no fishing allowed. God calls us to purity, to live in the freedom of our new identity in Christ. No matter what's happened in your past, the Lord can and does make it new. Do you believe that? There's a lot of men that I've talked to over the years, and it seems like they are so despondent. They've just given in to the idea that, you know what, I can never find real freedom. I can never find real hope. So they look for ways in which to find help outside of the Word, outside of the means of grace. Give me not the Bible. Give me tips. Give me some insight. And so you try those things and you fail and you wonder, oh, you know what? I was right. The Lord can't help me with this. And we have to talk about this because it's so tempting to get some tips and you're like, look, Dave, those don't work for me. I'm not against giving tips or advice or anything like that. But that's why you've heard me throughout this series qualify it with, you need the help that the Word provides. The Word is sufficient. The Word reveals a sufficient Savior and King. If you want, and you should as a Christian man, to overcome your enslavement to sexual sin, then you must trust your trustworthy God. Titus 1:2 says that God never lies. That means that you can trust the Lord. You can take his word to the bank. You don't need tips. You need him to take his word, like Hebrews 4:12 says, and to pierce you, to show you your sin, to show your unbelief, to show you where you don't trust him. And this is the work of the Word. This is the work that the Holy Spirit uses in the life of the Christian. When was the last time you felt any sort of conviction of sin? Have you ever been convicted of your sin? Do you live for yourself? If any of those questions are yes, you need to have a very frank and serious conversation with your pastor. Especially if there is a prolonged habitual pattern of sexual sin in your life. Because it might be that you're not a Christian. But you need to have that conversation with a trusted brother, a seasoned Christian man, who can help you to ask you questions. Because there should be, because we believe in Christ, because we've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the Lord, there should be fruit in our lives. There should be evidence that we are His and He is ours. Well, guys, I know this episode is short today, but we're wrapping up this series. Next week will be the end of this series. And so I want to thank you for listening or watching this episode of Warriors of Grace. Until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.